We've got a tough opponent coming up. We've got to go on the road and our first division game, so we're looking forward to it. They'll be very well coached. Dennis does a great job of getting them ready, and they fly around, they run to the football, and they'll be very efficient offensively.
It's going to be a challenge. At their place at night, it'll be loud and rowdy, and it's a tough setting, so we'll have to be at our best to win.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT, joining us from the mighty 1090 in San Diego, also the sideline reporter from Westwood One. He covers the Chargers, Scott Kaplan. Scott, thanks for coming on. And as we get going, the Chargers are back. I think you could debate this should be a 4-0 team. Let's start off with Phillip Rivers, the confidence that he has. He's putting up Pro Bowl numbers.
Phillip Rivers is becoming the guy that he was years ago when he was considered among the elite quarterbacks of the NFL. Rivers, over the last couple of years, JT, has really taken a step back because of all the turnovers and the losses and the lack of playoff appearances. But for some reason, Phillip Rivers is rejuvenated and he's playing his best football right now.
Scott, talk about the coaching staff. Obviously a big move at head coach. What about the staff in general? The confidence is there. I remember after the Houston loss where the Chargers gave that game away, I was wondering if the San Diego fans were going to be upset about this coaching staff. They seem to have won over the fans.
For me, it's probably in this most recent game. This win against Dallas is the game where Mike McCoy and his staff wins over this fan base. And here's why. You've got three of your starting offensive linemen who are out. So the three guys who take their place are literally NFL nobodies. They're seventh-round draft choices. They're undrafted free agents. They're guys who have virtually no playing experience of any kind. And Rivers passes for over 400 yards. Matthews has a solid day on the ground running the football. Rivers is really only touched one time against a Dallas defensive line that you would have expected to get after him pretty good. So I think that convincing this team that they can and should win now is why Mike McCoy and his staff is winning over this fan base, and probably more importantly, winning over this team.
Scott, I think there's a sense of urgency. You were on the sidelines in Denver. You saw Terrell Pryor up close. Talk about what you saw in that game, the way he commanded not only the pocket but the sideline. Talk about Pryor's leadership abilities.
I like Pryor and thought it was a really good move for the Raiders to use him as a starting quarterback. In the early part of that game in Denver, and I kept a close eye on Pryor, he was very indecisive. And it looked to me as if Dennis Allen and crew had told him not to take off with the ball, because I thought there were a lot of open lanes where Pryor could have run the ball and picked up some big chunks of yardage using his athleticism. But as the game progressed, he started to really calm down, look a little bit more comfortable in the pocket, delivered some nice passes. I actually think there's some really good upside with Terrell Pryor.
I think this is a make-or-break game for San Diego when you look at their road schedule. They got a feel because Rivers has had tremendous success dating back to the Tomlinson era. Now, coming into this game, the Raiders have kind of turned the tide over the last year and a half. Talk about the mindset of the Chargers on a short trip, and now that the game has been moved Sunday night to a late start.
Yeah, I think you're so right about this sense of urgency. Now, look, from my perspective, I think this is a rebuilding year for the Chargers. Given the offensive line problems that the Chargers have, given the fact that Dwight Freeney is now out and probably lost for the season, you've got a lot of secondary issues with the Chargers. The 4-0 Broncos, the 4-0 Chiefs coming into this week, I don't think this is a playoff year for the Chargers, but who cares what I think? They think it's a playoff year. They think they'll go to Oakland and win this game. They think they'll still be in this thing. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll see Rivers and Manning have a couple of classic shootouts.
Scott, thanks for coming on and joining us. We'll see you when the Raiders come down to San Diego later in the year.
JT, I always look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Scott. We'll be back coming up on the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
Seeing them out in the community and meeting several of the girls in this city really made me passionate about becoming part of this organization.